So, why have this separate network?
What's likely to change in 5 years from what we see today in the average browser?
I think there's going to be added a lot of features, but there's also going to be more standards, and there's going to be more things happening. Microsoft has been stifling this for a long time because, in a way, if we add something new, even though it's a standard, it doesn't change anything. Our market share, whether it's 1% or 5% or whatever, it doesn't really matter. In that way, we can't change the standards, but now we have a possibility to do so. This is why Firefox is positive for us, because when the two of us implement a new standard, maybe even together with Apple, then we actually have the possibility to change.
So, are you saying then that the same metaphor for a browser is not really going to radically change?
There are more and more applications coming up. You can actually write full programs with the web browser. That's one of the changes that have been happening. We want to make it possible to do more advanced things. One of the changes that's going to be happening in the next few years is all these mobile devices and set-top boxes, they don't have the standard screen size of a PC and don't have the standard resolution. Web designers may not have been willing to actually gather for people with accessibility issues, but they will have to gather for this. And the good part is that the side effect of that will be that it will help for accessibility as well.